Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webber at StuWeb.com, and it is Tuesday, July the 23rd, 2024, and it's p.m., and I have a special guest, Professor Joel. He's always got something. This man has got 250 years of knowledge and wisdom. With that said, give your report, Joel, please.
All right, what I'm going to present to you is stuff that was taken off the internet. It's out there. Now, what the subject of this is Trump for real? Or is this another thing that's going to, what I'm going to, well, Trump is going to do it this way, but then when it really happens, he does not. Because, as a matter of fact, because I'm very familiar with the border, because I'm born on the border and grew up on the border. So, when he said that he stopped illegal immigration or he stopped immigration, he did not. Because I have a friend down there that has a video program, and I watched him walk across in one spot under the Santa Fe Bridge in El Paso, Texas. On that evening, that one spot, this is during the Trump administration, 2,400 illegals came through. So that's him saying that he stopped illegal immigration is nonsense. So anyway, what I'm going to do is not really point at Trump, but I'm going to point at what is around Trump. That's the most important thing. In other words, people say, in his last administration, Trump really didn't know who these people were, and therefore they were people of the deep state. In other words, of high finance. Nonsense. He was friends with Jimmy Diamond. He did business with them. And so that is another lie. He knew them perfectly well because he did business with them. All right, so this is not going to take very long. But it will help you make a decision as to what is Trump's real policy. And this is very important. And we're going to first start out with a guy by the name of Matt Brooks. Now, who is Matt Brooks? Matt Brooks is the head of the Republican Jewish Coalition. And he is an Israeli person, of course. He's a dual citizen, and he spoke at the National Convention, and I watched it. And he said, the United States needs to get behind Israel. Well, I take that metaphorically, and I'll leave that to your imagination of what he's saying by that. And so, after the talk was over, given by him, he went to a reporter from Haaretz, which is an Israeli paper, it's very reputable, and he gave another little speech to them in which he said that his goal is to make sure that Tucker Carlson, wing of the Republican Party, does not get a foothold in the GOP. Well, what's going on here? A lot of people are voting for Trump because he's espousing these conservative names. And who's the center of this among speakers? Tucker Carlson. What's going on here? Where you have a man named Matt Brooks saying, we're not going to let these right-wing Tucker Carlson types into the Republican Party. So, there was an interview, further continuing on, by the name of Massey. He is a Republican congressman that interviewed what I'm about to read to you. And he revealed that every congressman has what we call an AIPAC babysitter. AIPAC is the American Israeli Political Action Committee. They are there to receive and make sure that congressmen work for the best interest of Israel. In other words, if Israel needs another $1 billion from the United States, they make sure that it is done. And these babysitters are to make sure again that these congressmen do what they are told. Again, this is the interview of Republican Thomas Massie. Well, okay. Now we have another political wing within the Republican Party that is maybe not in our best interest as conservatives. Now remember, Massie said, every congressman except for a few have IPAC babysitters next to them. And he went on to say, Massie went on to say, the majority of representatives on the GOP do not share Tucker Carlson's views. And what happened to Massie, because he revealed this, AIPAC put together a $300,000 campaign to tarnish Massie. And this doesn't stop. AIPAC goes in and starts pushing for the $1 billion budget that's going to be sent to Israel. And in there, the Republicans said, well, you have to put in something concerning immigration. Okay, we'll do that. Well, what the AIPAC people didn't see, the Republican congressman didn't see, is in fine print, $100 million would be used to have a mass immigration from the Middle East. And I can guarantee you, who is that? The Palestinian. And when they come here, they're going to bring trouble.
How many Palestinians are dead because the Israelis slaughtering these people?
I would say at least 100,000 people. They say 50,000. No, that's 100,000.
Yeah, I heard the mainstream media scream it's 40,000, 50,000. It's bull. It's always double, folks. It's like Vietnam. Double the amount of casualties on the U.S. side. But anyway, you mentioned AIPAC. I don't want to throw you off base. Go ahead, Joe. Finish.
Continuing on, there was a talk given at Fort Bragg, which is now called Fort Liberty. And it was shown to the soldiers, and it was to paint pro-life groups as terrorists. What is the Army showing a video saying that people who are for life are terrorists? What's going on here?
In other words, if you're reporting true news like we're doing today, they've already got me as a terrorist. I mean, believe me, they classified me. They tried to charge me with terrorist death threats to my ex-father-in-law that was the Jewish crime syndicate that had Neil Bush Iran-Contra money laundering through Silverado that he owned. And he was Daddy Bush's partner. But anyway, past that, only three people had ever been charged with terroristic death threats because of being a whistleblower. They charged me. Believe me, folks, they can do almost anything they want because a joint task force group and FEMA created by Howie North and Daddy Bush. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, now the IDF has admitted they are responsible for half or more of the people that were killed at the kibbutz because of the Hannibal effect. What is the Hannibal effect? The hostages are taken, the hostages die. So there it is. And more than half of the hostages were killed by cannon fire from tanks and helicopters.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And furthermore,
it's just slaughtering human beings.
By the Mossad, or rather, people within the Israeli government have come out and said, yes, we financed the Mossad because we wanted to create a Pearl Harbor event. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, further. Now, this is more homie. This is more towards the Republican Party. There is a woman by the name of Amber Rose, and she is a shill. And what does she do? She sells a type of Bitcoin, which with the letters are the dollar sign MUV. And what does it show? A picture of Trump holding up the advertisement for MUV. And so here we go, another pump and dump scam. The RNC has also softened its opposition to abortion and removed all opposition to gay marriage. Now here is the big one. Trump has said, I'm going after the deep state. Well, it seems as though the Heritage Foundation and Project 2025 arranged a database of individuals who could go into these bureaucratic positions and take over. Well, what did Trump do? He distanced himself from Project 25 and disavowed it. I'll say that again. Trump promised he would go after the deep state. Heritage Foundation came up with Project 2025, which was a database of conservative individuals that would be qualified to take over those bureaucratic spots. And what did Trump do? He disavowed it and distanced himself from it and called it ridiculous. Well, we have somebody already going off on their word. So it sounds like to me, this whole thing is nothing but a repeat of the 2016 election. Trump got up and said, I built the fence. Yeah, you did. You only did 200 miles of it over the 4 years. And I know the point is that he did it. Only 200 miles, folks, that's it. And repaired 200 miles more. So, enough of that. So it sounds like to me, the way things are going, because guess what? Trump is being reported to talking to Jamie Dimon, the big crook from J.P. Morgan, to take over the Treasury Department. Well, here we go again, the big Jewish bankster. All right, so it seems to me, concluding, that the GOP is doing nothing more than a pump and dump scam.
Okay, now, I believe you mentioned AIPAC earlier. Tell us about what you know about this AIPAC connection. Besides,
just what I said, you can't get it more explanatory than that. There is a babysitter for every congressman and senator that visits a representative on a regular basis to see how you voted. Well, what does that mean? If you don't vote the way that they say, they will get up a campaign against you and see that you're thrown out of office.
They'll fucking kill you. It's Mossad. Now, boys, your car crash you.
Okay, let me continue on here.
Go on. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Now, it seems to me that what Trump is doing openly is stating his goal to give up power, that means the people around him, to them that are Zionist billionaires. And to further say that that is the truth, there is a guy by the name of Bill Ackman. He is a Democrat, but he is a Jewish billionaire. And he has said, friends from my group will be the staff that Trump's administration takes and puts into his administration. Does it sound like Trump is going to be independent? No.
Now, let's discuss something for a minute. Jared Kushner, who's a son-in-law, married to Ivanka, nice-looking girl, but she's Jewish. She was raised by her Jewish mother after Trump divorced her, but Trump still remained her father. and that happened, but she was always slandering Trump in front of the kids, is the rumor. Kirstner meets her out partying. Little Jewish girl in New York, and she's about 21, 22, 34, in that early 20s stage where you're wanting to go out and check out the nice places and go check out. Hey, it might be a possibility. I might meet the right woman. Okay. Her case, the right man. She's hanging out at the hot spots because she's got money from daddy. Okay. Hope it. But she liked whatever drug it was. And Kirstner suddenly meets her. Mossad. Jared Kirstner, her current husband. Donald Trump's son-in-law. He was in the White House, folks, during the whole Trump presidency. And he was in every meeting with Donald Trump. And he had no national security clearance. Why is that? Because he was Mossad. So he didn't have to have a national security clearance. They automatically bypassed him. Okay? That's the way it works between Israel and the United States and the intelligence community. Now, that's what happened. But Kirstner was the one that, I don't know, maybe met her by a freak. I don't know what the reasoning was. But all I can tell you is he's married to her. He's Mossad. He was the one that created this Israel agreement with under Trump's presidency with Netanyahu. Now, trying to think of the guy in Delaware on the ley line, Joe. What's his name? The one that was Saul.
I will explain it to people.
Okay.
Jay Parker. Let me go back here real quick to Kushner. Jared. Jared is a go-for. It is the people around Trump called the mega billionaires, and they're all Jewish billionaire banksters. That's who controls Trump.
Like my ex-father-in-law's, the one that jumped out, Otis told me, he calls me in 2004, so your ex-father-in-law is dead. I said, great. He goes, what do you mean, great? It takes the heat off me. He says, bullshit. Whatever lived in your ex-spot. Now, this is NSA that worked for General Flynn, 007 Otis Johnson. Just punch in 007 search box, stewweb.com. Here's the point. He said, whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law lived for thousands of years before it inhabited him. Mom lived it, and he's something, whatever his age was. Died in 2004. I said, now, or I didn't say, he said, it's now inhabiting Larry Mizell. The demon jumped in him. He said, we talked about this. I said, really, is that who he chose? He says, yeah. And the 12 disciples of Satan, the 12 richest men in the world. Happened to be, I married this girl. After meeting her on the country club plaza, nice place, look it up on the internet. Making a mill a year, taking home $110,000 to $114,000 a year, folks. And I said to my son, I'm 22 years of age. So, as I'm pushing late 24, I meet witch doctor on the plaza. Anyway, pass that. I was married to one of them. It passed to Larry Mizell, which is very important in what I'm saying. Black Rock Blackstone, the guy that shot Trump, was working for them. Think about this, folks.
Okay, Stu,
they bring the bigger ones. Go. I want you to continue. Go ahead, Joe. I'll talk about it on the end.
Yeah, talk about it on the end.
Okay.
Okay, folks, there you have it. And that includes Alex Jones. All right, later.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Now, folks, I just disconnected from Joe. I'm asking for help. Financially for somebody that I personally know, became a friend years ago, a listener, sent by a patriot out of Colorado. Is it? Oh, God. They pinned a 5-star general of the militia on me, on my jacket, nice jacket. Somebody sold me for $150, closed down a leather, shot. FBI agent out when they took me out to dinner. Some patriots in Colorado, Denver area. Anyway, who knew me? It was probably 300-400 of them that are strong. But they had a militia. The whole bit. And, you know, I agreed to a mask in a mountain. You know, and met with big people. Anyway, I've been around the block. One of them brought to me a woman. I don't want to give out her real name, so I'm going to call her Janet. Whose house was stolen from her. She bought a house. She married a guy, young, late 20s or early 30s. She marries a guy. She bought a house with him. They took out a mortgage. On the mortgage, they bought insurance for the payoff in the event if he died or she died, the mortgage was paid for. Her husband, 3 years later, has got some kind of brain cancer that's eaten through his whole brain. He's dead in 90 days or 6 months, whatever it was. Her true story. I used to interview her and put her on several times, and I had to take her completely off my internet site. She was drawing so much heat. They came in and nearly killed her. But it was the banksters came in after her house was paid for. She calls the insurance company up and the mortgage banker, oh, it's paid for then. We'll be sending you the paperwork. So they were going to send her the paperwork, which they did. Showing her house was paid for with the mortgage insurance that she had in case he died or she died. Now, she got in a big trap. I won't get into it, but she's got a job because of me and because I helped her out. I gave her $240. That's all I had left in cash. I'm out of money. Normally, that's my money to last me the end of the month for, you know, gas. And you know, I like a cigarette on occasion. But here's the point. She needs right now. I took her to an appointment last week. I found a friend in Johnson County, Kansas. Look it up. It's west of Kansas City. Nice area. Whole place. Anyway. Set her up with a friend who took her in at $600 a month. So I'm trying to raise money for rent for her because she just scored a job last Friday at $100,000 while I waited in the parking lot for 2 hours and 45 minutes watching Mercedes and Cadillacs and Lincolns pull up in front, go in her front door of this massage therapist place. She had to give the doctor an hour in massage. He wanted to see if she was a pro. Okay, now go get your license, $100 basically, folks. Go get your fingerprints, $50 basically. Go get this other thing. Came to $300 and she has no money. A friend of mine, I told him about the situation and she was over here when she arrived after I paid the bus ticket to get the hell out of Las Vegas where she was stuck by trolls. One of them turns out to be a probation officer for the state of Nevada. Okay, setting her up. Oh, you come over here because she wanted to leave Virginia because she got infiltrated. She got infiltrated by the trolls. All because she made noise years ago, 13, 14 years ago. They don't leave you alone because it's part of Joint Task Force Group and FEMA that Ollie North and Daddy Bush set up. And spent $2.5 billion of drug money from Silverado Savings and Loan, and turns around and gets FEMA legitimized with the U.S. government, that is, through the Congress, the Senate, and proved to become a new agency of the government. And that was about 5 years later, I believe. But Ollie North had a tank, and Daddy Bush had a tank. A couple other people had tanks that would be nuclear-proofed tanks, folks. They're about out in the battlefield, the whole bit. I mean, that was part of FEMA. That was drug money. It's illegal. It needs to be shut down because it was set up as an illegal agency. And the congressmen and senators later were bribed 4 or 5 years later to vote to make it legal. It spies on you. FEMA, Joint Task Force Group, JTFG. Joint Task Force Group, that's police departments. The intelligence division decides who's going to go work. They take the cop off the street, start chasing around while they take people out of jail who are gang members, who are killers, to do assassinations on certain people. I've been there. I've been through it too many times. Now, my friend Janet's been through it too. I'm asking you to donate tonight. She needs $500 on the end of the show to my website. She will get every dime of it, I promise you. I know she's going to probably give me $50 for gas to make it to the end of the month out of the $500 that she owes me. She agreed to pay me back because she knows I don't have the money. I've given her $240, folks. She needs her license money, so that's double, okay? With that said, anybody that can help, I appreciate it, and I guarantee you, whoever contributes, I'm going to personally be seeing it. I'm going to make a list where she will be paying you back, okay? I thank you for listening. Have a good evening. Good night.